Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. Now, who's in the mood to do a no-spend? Well, it's easier said than done, right? But I've got some tips to help if you would like to try a no-buy in the not-too-distant future.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Are you caught in a cycle of overspending? And hear me out, because you might not even realize it. It's something that's happened and become more amplified over time. And I wouldn't say I'm necessarily an overspender as such, but it's undeniable that I get a real high from buying things and that I have accumulated more than I need, particularly when it comes to clothes. And I keep coming back to what it was like as a kid when you would watch Saturday morning cartoons, and in between those cartoons, there would be adverts, and they would show you adverts for toys, and you would immediately think that you needed that toy, and you would spend, well, I would, and I don't think I was alone here. You would then be somewhat demanding or have the expectation from your parent that they would then provide that toy. It's just that thing, but it's just happened in adult life in so many different ways, whether it's interiors, whether it's fashion, whether it's shoes, whatever it might be. And I was talking to my lovely friend Tamara the other day, and we were talking about buying habits, and we discovered that for us, volume is a huge part of getting that high from shopping. Why buy one really good t-shirt when you can buy 10 for around the same price in a variety of shapes, lengths, and colors? After all, buying a designer t-shirt is a bit of an extravagance, but buying a couple of Zara tees that come in at under 20 quid feels completely fine and justifiable. I know that I've become a bit of a slave to ASOS, to Amazon, to various other shopping apps. And if I see an influencer doing a try on or just getting dressed, then I often find myself putting something I've seen in their content into my online shopping basket. Just this past Friday night, I got caught up in the habit loop. And before I share the details, let me explain. A habit loop occurs when there's a cue, you switch into a routine behavior, and then that behavior elicits a reward. So here's how one appeared for me. And as you can tell, it just appeared out of nowhere. And it appeared as a sense of urgency. So I was watching The Southern Charm Reunion on Hey You in the UK, the second part. The first part was much better than the second part, but that's another story. And they showed some footage of two of the characters, the two of the people, Olivia and Austin, chatting. And she was wearing activewear, and her activewear included a wide collar cropped body warmer. Now, Olivia is probably about 5'10". She is a very, very slim, tall woman. Doesn't look a bit like me. But instantly, that was it. The fuse was lit. And I thought about my own body warmer / gilet, which I'm wearing all the time under my jackets in freezing London at the moment. But it has seen better days. It's a running gilet. It's a Nike running gilet. I've had it probably about 6 years. And stupidly, a few years ago, I put it in the wash, and it's a dry clean only item, which is extremely daft for something that's activewear, if you ask me. But now little feathers are constantly poking out of it. It's a really lovely, it's very slim. It does up very, it's a very slim fit shape, but it's very, even though it's got those, that insulation, it's not thick. So it fits under anything, whether it's a tailored coat or whether it's a puffer or whatever it might be. Anyway, Olivia's cropped gilet looked snuggly and stylish, whereas mine just has the benefits of oozing little feathers and being a running gilet, a slim fit that goes under everything with ease. So immediately I have been triggered into needing / wanting a gilet. But I'm still watching the Southern Charm Reunion. But I open ASOS and I start to search. One eye on the television, one eye on my phone. Gilet, large collar. Then I realise I'd like a hood, so I change my search to gilet with hood, and about 50 results come up. I am immediately drawn to a super dry gilet, the Everest puffer gilet, if you're interested, but they only have it in a light brown, and I don't want a light brown, so I do a wider search, and nothing is quite right. But then a Men's French Connection gilet comes up, and it's 70% off in the sale, and now I'm basically salivating. Plus, if I order it within the next 41 minutes, it'll be next day delivery. So I'm watching this reunion about 8 o'clock at night. There's a chance I could get this in 15 hours. This is just, and I will be asleep for 8 of those, so how wonderful to just kind of wake up and, oh, my jacket's coming tomorrow, my gilet's coming tomorrow. So then I go to WhatsApp and I sense check with a friend who immediately tells me not to buy a men's gilet, but signs off on the super dry one, just not in brown. So then I hotfoot it to the super dry website. And this has all taken place, honestly, in 4 minutes flat. And I have options, same gilet, same price as ASOS, and I have a choice of black, navy, olive, and red. And it's all about to happen. But their delivery is a few days. And all of a sudden, that urgency has passed, only to be replaced with what felt like disappointment. Because I'd already begun to expect the gilet to appear the next day, but I can only have it tomorrow if I choose it in a colour I don't really want. What to do, what to do, what to do. Now, it's really obvious, isn't it? I didn't know I needed or even wanted a new gilet to replace my old one until I saw that one on Southern Charm. Although I do walk a lot, I do walk and it's very cold at the moment, and I do wear my activewear a lot. So actually a gilet, a proper one that is very well insulated, bigger, better than the one that I have at the moment, isn't a stupid thing. But that's what I had started to envisage in my head. I'm like, oh, I can imagine wearing it with this outfit, and I'll wear them with my Adenola leggings. Adenola is a whole other thing in terms of wanting stuff that you don't need. And I had already started to style this gilet with things that I'm already have. Plus, on walks and on routes, that it was all happening in my head. My brain was painting a picture of how this gilet was going to become a really important part of my life. But it was just so interesting to me that I didn't know I wanted one until the Southern Charm reunion, and it had taken less than a minute probably for me to have surrendered to this idea that I was going to buy it. It was just going to happen. And I know we've spoken about being good little consumers who are always wanting, but the truth is, I wish my wardrobe, because let's keep this about fashion, I wish my wardrobe was a bit simpler. What I have now is a hodgepodge of things, many of which I love, but my preference would be to have something closer to a capsule wardrobe. Although that in and of itself sort of takes me back to being a kid and not having a lot of clothes, and even being a young adult and wearing basically the same 5 outfits to work in different orders every week. And I did that because I didn't have stuff. Fashion wasn't the way that it was back then, in that you didn't have the variety, the same sort of choices. So there's a part of me that thinks it looks like you don't have stuff. Anyway, that's a whole other thing to untangle. But I know the sensible thing to do, and the thing that I really would like to do and work towards, is to buy better quality clothes and have fewer of them. But I'm so teed up to always need a newer version or a slightly different shape, and it's exhausting and it's expensive. Additionally, this is another example, I follow Victoria McGrath. You may know her. She used to be called In The Fro, but she's now Victoria. And I love her sense of style. She has a completely different body shape to me, though. So in many ways, it's entirely pointless for me to copy her or even look at what she's wearing, because I can't recreate those outfits and make them look anywhere near the same way on me. But a couple of weeks ago, because she's doing this quite interesting thing, which I'm hooked to, which is every day in 2024, she gets dressed and shares her outfit. And she was talking about these cashmere bodysuits from Intimissimi. Now, cashmere sounded nice and warm, and they're quite sheer. They're very thin layers, but very warm layers. And I like the fact that you could see the bra through it, because it not in a sort of inappropriate way, but just in a kind of a, oh, that's a bit of a look kind of a way. And it is freezing in London, and having a cashmere bodysuit, having that sort of base layer seemed, it just kind of got me excited. And I love bodysuits, and I would rather buy some great quality ones instead of some cheap synthetic option that potentially wouldn't wash very well and wouldn't wash very well and wouldn't last. So I go to the Intimissimi website, and not only are they on there, but they are on a 3 for 2. Which makes the whole thing incredibly tantalizing, because I no longer have to choose between the off-white and the black. I can now get both and a bonus cashmere top or bodysuit on top of all of that. But their delivery times are so slow. It's like a few days. So I leave the page, and I've checked my internet history before I've come to create this episode. And I went back every single day for about 11 days, put the 3 items in the basket and left it. each time because the delivery times were just too long. Also, it gave you a date range of when it would be delivered as opposed to being able to actually select a courier that would bring it on a specific day, which, again, nightmare. What happened? Well, I was in London for appointments and I had just finished some appointments on Dean Street and I decided to walk down Oxford Street because I was heading over to South Audley Street and I thought, I know, I'll walk down Oxford Street. And I saw the store. I saw Intimissimi. I went in. I thought, well, this is great because at least I can try them on. Though I'm not guessing at the sizing. I tried them on and boom, two bodysuits and a cashmere top in my bag. Side note, really poor customer service. And I did not love the way that they were just balled up and shoved in the bag. But that's not really the point. But it kind of is because it's all about that high of buying things. Now, I might have taken longer than a next day delivery, but that queue worked. Within 2 weeks, I had bought the bodysuits. And it was two bodysuits and it was also a top. So they're all high neck. And actually, they are so gorgeous under clothes. They are gorgeous under jumpers. They are gorgeous as a base layer. I am very, very happy that I bought them. But I bought them. I didn't know I needed them until I was following Victoria. The fact is, though, what I have should be enough. So before I share some tips on how to untangle yourself from the queue routine or award leap, I just wanted to mention that I have had a huge edit of my clothes and I'm going to sell and donate a huge chunk. I got quite obsessed with buying jeans last year, but I haven't found the perfect fit. So all I have actually is a wardrobe of jeans that I like but don't love. So actually, I'm going, so daft, isn't it? I'm going to donate them. I've got a few friends who are selling clothes on Vinted. They've said it's very easy, so that's what I'm going to do. Because it's nice to have stuff, but I would rather have stuff that I really love and know as soon as I put it on, I don't think I'm not tugging at it or it doesn't quite fit properly. So I'm going to donate a load of stuff, but I'm going to try and sell some things that have some value. And there are too many duplicates. I've bought too much cheap or low quality clothing because, as I said, I enjoy the volume of stuff. That's part of the dopamine high. And I want to curate a much more efficient and easier to navigate wardrobe. So I'm using Vinted. Wish me luck. If you have any tips, please let me know. And I've just spent the afternoon taking pictures of everything and finding their original descriptions online and product imagery. So I'll let you know how I get on. So here are the tips I'm going to be employing so that I can release myself from this loop that I'm on, because I'm definitely on it. And I think anyone who is consuming any kind of social media is going to be on this loop in some way as well. So my first tip, I'm going to leave it for 48 hours between wanting and needing something and buying it. Apps make everything feel so much more urgent, especially when there's a sudden flash sale for 2 hours or tons of end of sale notifications with final reductions. But actually, there is no need to buy something immediately unless it's like for something to do with the home, I think, or something that you need urgently for DIY, I think. Anyway, so if I still feel I need it after 48 hours, then I consider the splurge, but the likelihood is I probably will have calmed down a little bit and probably won't need it as much as I think I did 48 hours earlier. My second tip is that I'm going to create a wish list and write down everything I think I want. I think the list in itself will shock me just because of its sheer size, but I also think in writing it down, it will also highlight how much of it I don't need. So even as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, I really quite fancy a good quality black round neck jumper, but it's got to have gold buttons on the cuff or on the shoulders, some kind of sort of almost military-esque detail. It's that kind of level of stuff that's always buzzing around my head. And if I see it, I think, oh, I should get that. But I think writing everything down, and also maybe using one of those wardrobe organizing apps like Wearing, which I have downloaded but not properly used, will be really helpful to sort of see how things will slot into place with stuff that I already have. My third tip is that I did a no buy in November, but a month is a really, really long time if you're caught up in this cycle. Like, you can't go cold turkey. It's quite impossible to disengage for that long if you have been so used to doing it. So instead, I'm going to try some Monday to Thursday no buys and some Friday to Sunday no buys. And whichever one is harder will tell me where I need to be more mindful moving forward about my spending habits. I think that might be quite a good thing to do. And also, a few days doesn't seem too challenging. My fourth tip is that I'm going to build a little slush fund where I put a little bit of money towards something I want to do, maybe a city break to Europe, or that I just have on my wish list, and bring it to the front of my mind when I want to buy something. Do I want this thing more than a trip away? That kind of thinking. Now, whether I actually physically put the money into a specific space or whether I just use that to not spend, I haven't decided. But I think trying to override the urge for something in the short term for something you can enjoy in the long term will be very helpful. And my fifth tip is to create some friction between me and being able to spend. Now, I've never had anything like Apple Pay on my phone. I know loads of my friends do, but I'm going to take all of my cards off and remove my credit card and autofill information from all of my devices, because that just makes it so, so easy. And if I make it harder, then I'll be less likely to spend. Fundamentally, it also comes down to asking myself questions like, do I need this? Can it wait? Do I have something like this? And the thing is with that one, and I will just say this, I have a lot of t-shirts and I have quite a few bodysuits, and somehow I filled my wardrobe with t-shirts and bodysuits that I love, but then another t-shirt or bodysuit will turn up in the shop and I'll be, well, that one's obviously better. So I need to somehow maintain the idea in my head that what I have is better than what is available to me in the shop, because that gets me every time. And then other questions like, does this work within the bigger picture, i.e. my wardrobe versus the high of buying something as opposed to building a long-term high-quality wardrobe? And what value will this add to my life? It's those sorts of questions. And it's obviously a huge privilege to be able to spend money in such a difficult economic climate. And this isn't about being insensitive to that. It's not going, I'm not for a second saying, oh, I've just got money to spend. It's not that. It's more acknowledging how we are constantly surrounded by cues to buy things when we don't even need them, and actually how that begins to impact our relationship with money and stuff. So being able to have a more rational approach, such as, I know that that looks really nice, but I have something like it, or that looks so good, but I don't think I really need it. And being able to put that to one side and not sort of have it keep scratching at the back of your head going, go on, get it, get it, get it. It's a helpful bit of mental friction to put between you and the thing that you want, I hope. So if you're going to try any of these tips, or if you've been feeling the same thing, or if anything that I've said has resonated, then let me know. You can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Garnes, or you can join the Facebook group. I encourage you to join the Facebook group. That's where a lot of the conversations that I have in these bullet points episodes originate. So someone might ask something in the Facebook group and then I bring it to this episode. So if you want to have a little bit more of an interactive vibe with the Emma Garnes show, then it might be that posting in the Facebook group will also bring the topic that you would like to discuss to the podcast itself. So please do join me. All of the links to join me, email me, get in touch with me, whatever it is, DM me, they're all in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. Wish me luck. I'm still going to try and watch Victoria McGrath because I really just adore her content, but I'm going to also try not to buy anything. Wish me luck, because that's going to be a tough one. But thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for commenting on posts, subscribing and spreading the word about the podcast. I appreciate it hugely. And I will see you on the next one.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.